Yes?
Senator Clinton Anderson, 9-1.
Clint?
Yes, sir.
Do you know Dr. Richard L. Doan?
I don't know unless he's the man that looks after farms.
No, no. He retired September the 1st, 63, as manager of Phillips' Atomic Energy Division in Idaho Falls, Idaho. He's retained by the AEC. His principal assignment is being assistant in the arrangement technical program, 64 Atom Peace Conference in Geneva. He's widely known in the atomic energy field, served on the historic Manhattan Project, first as director of the Metallurgical Laboratory in Chicago, later as director of research Clinton Laboratory at Oak Ridge, Tennessee. He was technical advisor to the official U.S. delegation attending a United Nations conference on peaceful use of atomic energy in Geneva, 55-58.
Well, I do know
he had appeared before the Joint Committee on Atomic Energy on many occasions. He's favorably known to the members and staff of that committee and the members of the Atomic Energy Committee. And Seaborg says he's an excellent man at the position. And that...
For the commission?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that fellow I looked at the other day didn't look very good to me. This sounds much better. I met that fellow from North Carolina.
Curry?
He didn't impress me at all.
Yeah.
He didn't impress me at all. I know this would be better. Couldn't be worse.
Well, Seaborg recommends him, too, but
I forgot to check him if you want him.
You check it overnight. If you, anytime you can find him, anything tomorrow, call me, because I like to give serious consideration to him. Let me give you, take some notes here now on him. He's been manager of Phillips' Atomic Energy Division, Idaho Falls, Idaho. He's presently retained by the AEC. His principal assignment assists in the arrangement of the technical program for the Adams Peace Conference, Geneva. He's widely known as the historic man, served as in the historic Manhattan Project as director of the Metallurgical Laboratory in Chicago.
That's it, yeah.
Director of the Metallurgical
Lab. Argonne, I'm sure that's right, yeah.
And later as director of research at Oak Ridge. Those two pretty good assignments,
that's,
huh?
That's fine assignments.
He was technical advisor to the official U.S. delegation attending United Nations Conference on Peaceful Use of Atomic Energy in Geneva in 1955 and in 1958. He's appeared before the Joint Committee on many occasions and is favorably known to the members and staff of that committee and to the members of the Atomic Energy Commission. A biographical resume dealing with above facts and reflecting other facets of background appearance attached to your review.
I'll check right away, and I'll say
let me see. Well, I won't appoint who you want on there.
No,
and if I don't, why?
I don't.
You know, you're messing with you. You're my atomic energy expert.
No. Now, is this for the same job at Lockwood Curry or another
one? Yeah, no, it's the same one. It's Bob McKinney's job. God damn it, you raised hell in me and scared me and threatened me. I appointed old Bob McKinney, and you had all the Atomic Energy Commission having a heart attack, and I finally got him appointed, and Bob said I wasn't interested in it at all.
You asked me about it, and... Of course, what I ran into was, he told me he liked something better, but you can't always have the something better in this world. But I wasn't impressed by Lockton Curry, I'll tell you that.
Now, they're talking about a fellow named William Webster, too.
He's a fine man. Just a very, he'll turn you down, though. But he's a very fine man. William Webster, there's no finer than he is. I know him real
well. Well, he's indicated he's not available due to personal reason.
That's right, he is. But don't ever mistake, he's a very fine man. But I just know you probably can't get him right at this time, maybe never. But this fellow here, Doan, is a pretty good man, I'm sure.
Doan was born in LaPel, Indiana. He was a teaching fellow at the University of Chicago from 24 to 6, National Research Council 26-27. He's a physics instructor at the University of Indiana 22-23. He's Reed College 23-24. He's associated Western Electric 26-33. Perform research in X-rays and cosmic rays, University of Chicago, 33-36. Joined Phillips Supervisor Exploration. On civil leave, Phillips, he began January 42, director of the Metallurgical Laboratory, now Argonne National Laboratory, Chief Administrative Officer. He's member of Technical Council on Plutonium Project, University of Chicago. 43, became first director of research, Clinton Laboratories, Oak Ridge. October 45, he returned to Phillips, progressing from associate director, director of research 50, and the manager of the atomic energy division 51. He had been a fellow of the American Physical Society, American Association of Advancement Science, American Nuclear Society, member of the American Chemical Society, member of everything except Clint Anderson's Poker Playing Club. He has been published many articles.
He's smart enough to say that. He's a real good man.
His special fields cover atomic energy, refraction, reflection of X-rays, cosmic rays, magnetic material, petroleum exploration production. Dr. Doan was married to Melba Powell in 1926. They have two married children. Dr. and Ms. Doan resided at 1715 Calkins Avenue, Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Sounds fine to me.
You check it tonight and let me know. I guess I ought to call that boy Frank Church then if he's going to name him.
Yeah.
But I don't want to name somebody that you don't carry through, because I want to be damn sure that I'm going the right track up there. How'd you get along with your tax bill today?
Oh, Albert Gore got a bad amendment adopted, and we missed it by not having any contacts on the floor as the boys came in. A lot of them voted for it that should never voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
We lost it 46-41. It isn't too bad an amendment, and we can drop it easily in conference.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute that Albert got that through, he then got up and announced he was going to start a new investigation, wanted to propose a new broadened resolution on Bobby Baker, which said he investigates senators and their staffs.
And
of course, he just scared George Mathers to death, that's all. But anyhow, it's a bad business, because anytime you give that sort of a start to Albert, he really goes down.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you, my friend.
We're working hard on the one out here now, and it'll be all right.
Bye.
Thank you very much.